I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's got some carry. That's going to go. And it's a five-run Reds lead.
It's a challenge for us. We didn't score any runs today.
These are games that you have to find a way, especially yesterday, going against the Reds in a bullpen game.
It's tough because we know our guys are capable a lot better offensively. It's frustrating for everybody, especially the players.
How tough to all the teams that shut us out. I wish I had the answer for them.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Actually, I would even say why can't I think of the word now? Selfish.
That's not an easy word to think of.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, this is a big hour. It's the final hour of the week. It's the 9 o'clock hour. You're sending you into the weekend. We have stuff you missed in about 15 minutes, and then everyone's favorite plays of the week at about 9:47. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, with huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So Mets in Washington over the weekend, Rick, it's more of the same. And we've had the discussion for much of the season of, well, it's so early. I mean, you're 10 games in, you're 15, you're 20, you're 30. Now you're 40-ish games in, right? Right on the verge of 40 games. And I'm sorry. You stink. You're a bad baseball team right now. And I know you've said it over and over and over because I seem to get a little antsy with this. At what point is it okay for me to be A, upset, and B, on the verge of panic with this Mets team?
Upset now. You could be upset now. Panic, I think we're not far off. I think if Max Scherzer comes back and still stinks, I think you could start to panic.
Is he even going to pitch this weekend?
It sounds like the neck is getting better.
So can I get him on Sunday, maybe?
I think he threw from 90 feet, so I think the neck is getting better. I don't know. I mean, he's still hurt, though. I mean, that's the messed up part about this whole thing. Once he gets past this neck spasm, that he's still dealing with some kind of
scapula issue, right?
Right, that he's going to pitch through and try to avoid being on the IL. And he's just going to battle.
So
in May, we're battling.
If he can get past the neck, then he'll only have to deal with the scapula, and he's been awful.
Right.
Great.
That pretty much summarizes, where
Great.
We're at.
And this is on the heels of getting beaten up in Cincinnati, and really, for all intents and purposes, the game being over in the first inning when you went up against their bullpen yesterday.
Right, their bullpen, you had Seng on the mound. He throws 37 pitches in the first inning. It's not... And you can say what you want about soft contact, bloops, excuse me, singles, and everything else. Doesn't matter. They scored, with two outs, they scored four runs. And it felt like at that point, it was just now we're hustling backwards because we can't score runs. We scored two runs in the last 19 innings.
We mentioned it earlier in the show. Their last two wins are a 2-1 beautifully pitched game from Verlander in the bullpen and a 1-0 shutout from Senga last Friday. And that's against Colorado and Cincinnati.
Right.
The Mets have been horrendous. And, let's be fair. If this was the Yankees, we'd crucify them. You have to do the same with the Mets. They're 18-20. They don't hit. They've now been shut out 7 times this year. They were shut out 8 times all of last year. It is a major problem. And what's even more embarrassing is that they spent hand over fist money to put this team together.
Yeah, they've spent almost $350 million.
For this.
You have a bunch of guys that make a ton of money that just aren't performing to the level of what they're being paid right now. And it's most of the team. Nimmo's having a good season. You love the fact that Brett Beatty has kind of established himself as a third baseman.
Right.
Francisco
Alvarez. He's been fine. He hasn't been great.
No. But, I mean, you're not going to ask the kid to carry the team anyway.
No, you're right. But it's not like you look at Brett Beatty like, boy, he's been sensational. He's been fine.
He's not a black hole in your lineup.
No, he's not. He's not what Escobar was.
Right. But you still got Mark Canha, who's not giving you what you need in left field.
Vogelback.
You got Vogelback. You got Scherzer, who stunk. I mean, Lindor, I mean, because I'm sure there's plenty of people. I like Francisco Lindor, and I appreciate that he shows up every day. But, I mean, he's expected to be one of the best players in baseball. And we'll get the argument, well, I mean, look at, he leads all shortstops in RBI. Yeah, okay, fine. But he's one of the few guys in this lineup that's actually capable of carrying a lineup.
He's hitting .224.
He's got the home runs, but he's capable of carrying you. And right now, one of those guys has to do it. And they're not.
And they've been shut out 7 times, like we mentioned.
Yeah, well, seven times. I mean, on top of that, they lost 5 straight series. And you're not talking about the best teams in baseball.
Even if it was the best teams in baseball, you'd be like, wait, they lost 5 straight series? But who have they lost to what? Cincinnati, Washington,
Colorado,
Detroit. I mean, these are the dregs of baseball you're losing to.
Washington, Colorado, Detroit, and Cincinnati are combined 18 games under .500.
It's disgusting. Is what it is. But you know what? You watch the Mets now, and a win against those teams feels heroic. Like, you turn on the game, it doesn't even matter who they're playing. Just figure out and find a way to get a win against anybody at this point.
That's it. They're just exactly right. It's scratch, claw, I don't care what you do. Just find a way to get a win.
It's really repulsive. Here's Buck Showalter, and I know we don't beat him up now. At some point, people are going to start to lose their patience with Buck as well, whether it's right or wrong. Here he is on the Mets being shut out for a 7th time this season.
It's obvious, you know, when you don't score runs, it's impossible to win a game. You know, if Senga had pitched to, you know, put up zeros, we'd still be playing. But, you know, we didn't. It's tough on everybody, you know, but the guys care, and they're very frustrated by it. We all know it. We've seen it. Everybody here just about has seen how good they can be.
I completely disagree with what he just said, though.
Why? Why?
I couldn't disagree with him more.
All right,
because that's not true. If he had put up all zeros, we'd still be playing. You don't know that. The fact that he allowed 4 changes things. It changes your approach.
Right. It takes kind of your positivity out of the game.
Right. And it puts more pressure on you. Now it's 4. And
right.
It feels insurmountable because you can't score runs. If you're a team that has a hard time scoring goals and you look up and the goalie lets in, you know, 2 goals in the first 5 minutes or 3 goals in the first period, you're like, no, we can't do it. It's not going to happen. We just can't. We're not capable right now of scoring that many goals. You get 6 hits, man. You got 6 hits against Cincinnati in a bullpen game. It's not good enough.
It's brutal is what it is. It's brutal. Let's go to some of the calls, 800-919-3776. Jay in Brooklyn. Good morning, Jay. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's going on? Rick, I'm 100% behind you. Jay Wills cannot be wearing that New York Mets stuff and everything on air. We've been playing like poop. He was not with Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen was at the Knicks game.
Not only do you not like that he's wearing the jacket, you're calling Jay Williams a liar.
Yes, he's a liar. Okay, he was at the Knicks game. I'm employed by MSG. He was sitting front row on the Heat side, so he was not there unless he flew out in the morning, which you do have the money to do that.
The Knicks didn't play last night.
The night before.
Right, but Jay Williams said he was with Steve Cohen. He said, maybe he didn't say it, he implied he was with Steve Cohen yesterday.
He's capping, Dave.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Right,
but
now.
Jay, here's the thing.
And even before that, real quick.
Jay, hold on. It is not beyond the realm of possibility that Steve picked up his phone and said, hey, Jay, want to come with me on my private jet to Cincinnati? And oh, he picks up the phone, calls, jet, waits for him, and just drive. They fly to Cincinnati. That's very easy to believe.
Yes, that's easy to believe, but to be wearing that beautiful, bright blue and orange and the way we playing, Rick, no, I'm not wearing that.
No. Agreed.
Not wearing that. Nah. Thank you, fellas. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Jay. I mean, so what you're saying is when things are down and ominous and dark is when you guys quit on the team and won't.
No, I don't think it's quit on the team. No,
that's fine.
I think we have expectations, correct?
Absolutely.
Right. So if I'm going to go flaunt my team colors and show you my support on national television, I think there's a piece of me that wants you to deserve it.
Maybe he's
and right now they don't deserve
a fan
it.
In the truest sense of the word.
No, I think he's,
no matter how no. Maybe he's making a statement. No matter no. how bad it gets, I'm with you through thick and thin.
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
You don't know what I would do.
I know exactly what you would do.
I'm a great fan.
I know you're a terrific fan, and that's
I'd
exactly
never
why you wouldn't wear
team.
Giants gear on TV today.
If the Giants lost 35-3 to the Falcons, yeah, I probably would not.
Okay, so they lost five straight series. So let's equate that to Giants have lost five straight games to the worst teams in the National Football League. There's no way on national television you're wearing a Giants jersey.
I don't think I would. I think you're probably right. But he can.
No, because he's not a real fan.
So that's the thing. You think he's a fraud?
No, I think he likes Steve Cohen and their buddies, and he took full advantage of Steve Cohen flying him on his private jet to go
see
the baseball.
Is he more of a fraud than Rosenberg, who apparently was actively rooting for, hard rooting for the Knicks two nights ago?
No, Rosenberg is the ultimate fraud. Ultimate.
Ultimate fraud. Let's go to Lou in Manalapan. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Real exciting day ahead of us. Hopefully it works out well for the Knicks.
Hopefully it's right.
Want to get started by saying I met Ray Santiago the other night at the Garden. Couldn't have a better producer on the show. Great guy. Really good conversation. But as far as the Mets go, and I mean, Jay Williams, you know, representing us publicly, it's really not saying much. He's not the face of the Mets fan. And honestly, people like me who I take pride in the Mets, they're probably my first favorite team out of the four. You know, I've been a little bit shy to wear my Mets gear out because it reminds me of 2009 all over again. Turn on the game yesterday. It's 4-0 before it even starts.
That's pathetic.
You know, and last year when we were watching this team, you know, develop into, you know, the Uncle Stevie era of Mets baseball, you almost thought every single night, even if you were down four runs, you were going to get some back. And, you know, the fact that the bats are just so brutally cold, it's just embarrassing. And if you could let me make one Knicks point, the Knicks need a rebound. They need to be the more aggressive team. And if they continue shooting the ball as well as, you know, I wouldn't say as well as the last two games, but, you know, as consistent or better than the last two games, obviously they will win. So I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping I'm back at the Garden for game seven. And let's go Knicks. And let's go Mets.
Yeah, let's go everybody. Every New York team, we need all the hope and prayers that we can get.
Yeah,
exactly.
Forget hopes and
right now.
No, forget hopes and prayers. I mean, those will help, but I mean, ultimately, it's going to come down to the guys in that locker room and the stars of the team to show up.
That's right. You need the big.
You know,
to
Jimmy
up.
Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler's going to show up.
Yeah, over or under on points for Jimmy Butler tonight. I'm gonna put it at 32.5.
I think that's a nice number.
What would you go over or under?
Well, do I want the win? Do I want the win or not?
No,
I want the win.
So. Of course, you want the win. But what do you realistically think over under from Jimmy Butler tonight?
I think he probably gives you over 32.5.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think
he's kind of let the series come to him a lot so far, and the guys have played so well around him. I think tonight is get out of my way. I'm taking this game over.
Yeah, I think he feels like this is the game where he needs to take control.
Would you be surprised if the Knicks won this game?
A little bit.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit.
Not that they can't.
No, not that they can't. But, I mean, it's asking a lot. I mean, Jalen Brunson's already dealing with an injury, and he played all 48 minutes. It's a quick turnaround. You know you're going to need him to be great. Julius Randle's not 100%. It's on the road. I mean, the last time we saw them in Miami, it didn't look good at all.
No.
So... yeah, I mean, they have their hands full. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be a battle.
But at least it feels doable for them now.
Well, at least they had three things they had to do. The first thing is done. The hardest step is next. And then if you can somehow get by this one, oof, forget it. I'd go, if they win this game today, I'd go nuts.
Oh, you'd go nuts, and then you'd be, I mean, you would try like hell to get to that game on Monday.
Oh, I would beg, borrow, and steal to get to that game.
Yep.
Would you try to go?
No.
Yeah. No, why?
Do you hear me right now?
Yeah, but by Monday, you should be all rested and relaxed and ready to roll.
No, because I thought I was not sick anymore, or whatever the hell this is, for like 2 days, and now it's back.
It's laryngitis.
I don't know what it is, but I can't
shake. Do you feel unwell, or is it just that you have a little frog in your throat, or do you feel sick?
No, I don't know if it's I think it's allergies, and I don't know if I got this cough. I don't know what it is.
I think it's a lack of sleep, allergies, exhaustion combination.
Which doesn't sound like a great mix.
That's not a great mix.
No.
And Monday night, I think, would be a later game, too, right? Would be 8 o'clock?
8, yeah.
So you go to the game, ends at 10:40. You're home by 12:20. You're up at 2. You get like a good solid 90 to 120 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, power nap.
After that game.
A quick little power nap.
Well, I'm gonna try to go.
No, you go. That way we have a feel for what the... what it was like at MSG, and then I'll
Raymond
be the one.
Will be there anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but I'll be the one that's at home, really focused in, dialed in notes, all that stuff.
I'll go crazy if there's a game 7. Oh, I'll go insane.
Here's my problem though, my conundrum, if you will, is that I'm almost willing to forego health just to be there and celebrate a win with you.
Go, let's go.
Because I don't think we make it back home.
Well, we wouldn't need to.
Here's
what we do. And RJ knows this is within my purview. I could do this. Let's go to the game, and then they win the game, and then we go crazy. And then we just show up at the studio and we do the show. That's what we do. We'll go to underground casino parlors. We'll
what
see naked
say?
Ladies. Raymond, you in?
Listen, if that happens, everything's on the table, it feels like.
If the Knicks win tonight, they win Monday, we're at the game, we throw caution to the wind and we go crazy in New York City.
New York City itself may go crazy.
That's right. Let's. Are we in? RJ, you in?
I'm not staying up all night.
Well, you'd have to at that point.
No, right. I can't commit to that.
The question is why?
The question would then become, are you ready to put on the worst show performance in the history of this program?
No, I would do it. For the sake of the Knicks, I would put on a horrendous
struggle.
Show. Yes.
We would struggle, the four of us collectively.
I'd already be doing the show in song.
Yeah, the whole song, it has to be La La Land. It has to be all in song.
You would sound like Rick does right now. You'd have nothing left.
So what? These things don't happen. This is a once a generation kind of a thing. And you guys wouldn't go out and burn the midnight oil for one night? Come on.
Sometimes you have to play guilty.
For me, it's not one night. Like...
Oh, stop, please. You'd be happy.
I work with the biggest babies ever on this show. I can't sacrifice sleep for me. I do this all the time. This is a lot for me.
You want me to die.
So you're telling me if the Knicks come back from down 3-1, we don't go out and celebrate?
We should totally go out
never
and celebrate.
Happened.
I'm just...
Never happened for the Knicks. 0-14 in this situation. Never happened.
Never
really
happened.
Go celebrate.
Haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals since when?
2000.
Yeah, okay. So we're talking about 23 years, and you don't want to go out and tie one on?
On a Monday before the show.
Right.
No, I don't.
What, I mean, there's no getting through to these guys.
They don't, because they don't get it. They don't understand
they don't
that sometimes
care.
You have to sacrifice, and you have
sacrifice
to play.
What, employment?
No,
no.
You play guilty.
You're
it's called playing
fired.
Guilty.
We don't have contracts here. We can be let go at any time.
Why would they let you go for what? We're going to let you go. Why? Tired.
I
would have been let go years ago if that was the case.
We're admitting we were just out all night doing God knows what. Now we're just going to come do a show.
Show prep. It was called show prep. That's what we were doing. We're preparing for the show.
We're with the people. We're down and dirty with the people.
There'd be a lot of pressure on you two to have a fantastic show, because if the show's terrible, RJ and me, we're the ones who are going to pay for it.
So you don't think Knicks come back, win this series, that Tuesday morning... The phone lines are lit up. We could use the callers as a crutch.
I don't like that you're admitting we would mail in the show on Tuesday.
I'm not.
I have a problem with this.
I think the show would be elite. I think the fact that you guys are afraid to celebrate says a lot about you.
I'm afraid to do a bad show. I think you're okay with it, and I'm not.
Yes. For the sake of the Knicks winning, I'm willing to mail one in on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, though. So, RJ, you don't have to worry about that. I would come prepared.
Listen, we've got the game tonight,
right? You
know, and we've got a show Monday prior to a potential Game 7.
That's right.
Let's figure where things are on Monday, and then we can have this conversation, okay?
You know what? That was beautifully stated.
Beautifully stated.
I don't know what else to say.
Let's figure out where things are out on Monday,
and then we'll see. All right, you know what?
Look, that's an example right there. I'm tired. How do you think?
So it can't get worse. You're at rock bottom now.
Oh, this is not rock bottom. That's the thing. It's not.
All right, fine. We'll revisit this on Monday, hopefully after a Knicks win tonight. RJ, the stuff you've
been doing. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
All right, well, Knicks and Heat game 6 tonight. Dave hopefully wants, we all want them to win, Dave especially, he wants to go on a bender Monday night after hopefully a game 7 victory, but as for the task at hand, that's a win-or-go-home game 6 down in Miami. If you can't be in Miami, I would assume most cannot, listen on the radio. Pre-game 7 o'clock after the K-Show, 7:30 opening tip. Hopefully leading to Dave's debauchery on Monday night.
I'm not doing it alone.
I think you would, though. I think you'd find you'd find friends.
No. There's no way I'd go out and go crazy alone and then show up and have you guys give me the side eye. No way.
I think you'd go out there and... You know who I think you'd become friends with? This guy.
KD, don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
You'd just be jumping up and down in the background shirtless.
We'd be great friends.
Yeah, I bet you would. Celtics beat the Sixers 95-86. There will be a game 7 between the two of them. Jason Tatum got red hot in the fourth quarter. Outscored the Sixers by himself. That's never good if you're Philadelphia.
In the entire quarter?
I believe so.
Wow.
I believe so.
Well, Joel Embiid didn't have a touch in the last 3:55 of
pathetic.
The fourth quarter.
Doc Rivers stinks.
Wow.
That is
no?
Strong. No, that's strong.
Thoughts on who wins game 7?
I don't even have a thought. Celtics.
Oh. Wow, strong. Nuggets crushed the Suns. Just crushed them by 25.
What did you say?
Crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed. Demolished, ruined my dreams.
DeAndre Ayton's a baby, huh?
Sitting out a win or go home game, just on the bench.
What was wrong with him?
He was on the injury report, but it's one of those things where it's just kind of widely assumed it's
hurt feelings.
Yeah, disagreement. Ugh. So, I mean, no Chris Paul, no Ayton.
How could you possibly bring him back next season?
Well, I don't think they wanted him back this season.
Why'd they sign him to that deal then?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I believe they were trying to move him, but it was kind of one of those things where it's like, all right, well, let him walk for nothing, sign him. Who knows? But it was never close. Denver led by 30 at the half. This is the second year in a row that the Suns were eliminated in a game they trailed by 30 at the half. Last year was the Mavs. KD on the loss.
Yeah, it sucked. It was a bad feeling. It was embarrassing. They came out and hit us in the mouth. We couldn't recover. You know, you got to get them credit for being a disciplined team.
Nikola Jokic, 30.
Yeah, tell me about Jokic.
12 and 10. Shot 13 of 18. Pretty good.
Awesome. But I don't know if you're getting here. Are you getting to this Mark Jackson story?
No, take it.
Did you see this?
His tweet?
His admission?
About voting?
He forgot to put Jokic on his all NBA teams. Yeah. He forgot. He missed it.
Yeah, he posted.
Why can't we? Can I ask a question? Why can't we have people, like, these leagues have enough money. Why can't we employ people that it's their job to do these things?
I don't know. But you know what makes matters even worse? We've discussed this. There's a lot of money tied to this. So if he doesn't, like, if you have a guy that can now get the max deal and a guy forgot to put you on the ballot, you could miss out on $40, $50, $60 million.
Have you ever heard Michael K talk about, not as much anymore, there's more a little more attention paid to it, how he would watch people inside baseball hand their all-star balloting to the ball boy or the ball girl, and they would fill it out and return it.
That's awful. You know, I had an instance similar to this, because when I was a kid, I used to always check the AP Top 25 for college basketball. I loved it. It mattered a lot to me. And when I was working in Raleigh, we had a vote, and it was given to somebody at the station who was an idiot. And I was like, I can't believe this.
Throw a name out there.
No. And it went to this guy who knew nothing about college hoops, and he was barely functional as a human being, and I couldn't believe it.
Sometimes I've heard names of people that have ballots, and you know how a lot of fans will say, who votes on these things? Do they even know? Do they even watch? Probably not, honestly. Anthony Davis is not in concussion protocol and is probable for Game 6 tonight against the Warriors for the Lakers. Andrew Wiggins also popped up on the injury report for Golden State. He's questionable with a cartilage issue. The Devils are out. Their season is over. Hurricanes are on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Overtime win. Jesper Foss deflected a shot past Akira Schmid on the power play in overtime. That sends Carolina on to take on the winner of the Panthers and Dave's.
I think we know who's going to win that series.
The Maple Leafs. Well, who could even give it a second thought? Dallas beat Seattle. Jumped on them early. Held on. 5-2 win. Stars lead that series 3-2. Mets, we've covered it. Shutout for the seventh time this season. Kodai Senga, not great, especially in the first. The Mets have lost four of their last five, 13 of their last 17, scored two runs in their last 19 innings. Ugh. The Mets have also been outscored 34-9 in the first inning this season.
Yeah, it's 34.
That's dreadful.
It's
well
not
done,
good.
RJ.
Yankees
so
lose.
You're allowing almost a run an inning in the first inning this season.
Yep. Yankees, not a whole lot better, lose to the Rays. Drew Rasmussen has held the Yankees scoreless for 21 of his own personal straight innings, so good for him. I'm happy for him.
Are you, though?
No. Rays, first team since the 0-1 Mariners to go 30-9 to start the year.
And the Mariners finished with, what, 116 wins that year?
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Darnell Nurse suspended one game for instigating a fight in the final minute of Edmonton's Game 4 win over Vegas, one that also saw, as Rick said earlier, Alex Petrangelo slash Leon Draisaitl. That gets him a one-game suspension.
That's so stupid.
That series tied 2-2 Game 5 tonight. Ryan Reynolds was apparently bidding on the Ottawa Senators, but his window has closed to complete that deal, so his group is out. So Ryan Reynolds will only own Wrexham.
I like him. He's a likable guy.
He does seem likable.
Yeah.
According to Adam Schefter, Tom Brady in talks to buy a small portion of the Vegas Raiders. The investment, this I can tell he has a lot of money, expected to be, quote, passive. Passive income. He would not.
Oh, no, not passive income. It's passive ownership.
Passive income. That's how I took it.
He defines it the way he sees fit.
According to Schefter also, Brady would not have any operational control or authority over anything business or football matters. NFL has not commented, which tells you this is probably going to happen. And the most expensive week one ticket expected on the secondary market. Any
week
guesses?
Week one?
Yeah, home game, obviously.
I would say that one. Is that Eagles and Patriots?
It would be. Tom Brady Day. The Pats will welcome back Tommy to Gillette. And, the secondary market, obviously tickets are still being sold and such, but expected to be the highest grossing game as far as tickets. And finally, this is a different kind of story. St. John's, you remember Mike Anderson, they fired him because they wanted Rick Pitino.
He's suing.
It didn't work out.
So now he wants $45 million via lawsuit from St. John's. So it breaks down as such, $11 million. That was left on his contract, plus an additional 34 for punitive damages after he was accused of fictitious problems.
Who's his attorney? Saul Rosenberg?
Yeah. In my shoes.
It very well might be. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We could tweet out our location and meet up with everybody Monday night.
That's what June 1st is. No?
Yeah, well, we could just start it on Monday.
There's got to be a little piece of you guys that's interested to see what a night out with Dave looks like, no?
I'm more than interested. I just don't think Monday night is a good night. I'm very interested. You know, if there's anyone that's had a similar view of what we hope to have, I would say it's me. It happened years ago.
At the Super Bowl.
Dave has that gear.
Oh, I can put it into overdrive and really go.
He'll bring you to a troubling place. You find yourself in some situations.
But doesn't that make it fun?
It does. But
we'll go play bingo?
Yeah. Can confirm Dave still has it.
Here's the thing.
Don't be nasty.
No, I'm not going to be nasty. Here's the thing. Is physically right now, I see no way this is possible. But the thought of seeing you at this level, this gear I haven't seen yet, would be enough to put me in a place where I'm willing to throw health aside and just experience all of it.
He's one of those. I think in your friend group, we all have one of these. I'm not this person. I will go out, I'll leave it all out there. But eventually I run on fumes. Dave doesn't get tired. He has this very strange gear.
That's not true. No, that's not true.
Well, it's because his body can eat itself.
No, you get you get tired.
That wasn't funny, and it was nasty. And I, you know what? I knew. I saw that from a mile away that you were going to get mean at some point.
You get tired in terms of waking up early, but when you're out, you will go through the whole night and literally.
I can push through.
I can't do that. I can't stay up for like 38 straight hours in a row.
I can push through. I can power through one night. Yes, absolutely. And you can't because you're a baby.
I don't want to stay up for 40 hours in a row or whatever it is.
But for the stories alone, and you know you're about to be never leaving the house at some point.
But we have to go to work after.
Forget it. You know, Thursday, June 1. If you're man enough or woman enough to meet and hang out with us, you can all day long. Hopefully, it doesn't interrupt your sleeping schedule. We're going to start our day broadcasting live from Public Inns in Manhasset from 6 to 10. Then we hit the City Field parking lot. No nap. We're going to push right through for the tailgate starting at 11. All leading into the game, 1 o'clock against the Philadelphia Phillies. Disgusting. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to City Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate. We're headed to the game and sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. RJ, are you fearful you won't be able to make it through the full day?
I don't know why you got to be nasty.
I'm looking at this the right way.
I was sticking up for you.
Yeah, but you're not looking at this the right way. You're not going to even be tired. The concern should be after the show trying to get yourself home, not getting through the show. You'll be so amped up on adrenaline.
I'll be fine. I'm not worried. Here's what you do. All right. The Knicks win game 7 Monday. We go out. We light one on. We come in. We do the show. You drive home. You get into bed, and you sleep for 5 hours.
Here's my concern with you. If we're just being honest, you go out, and all your bad habits come back in one fell swoop.
Which are what?
You drink 16 Red Bull vodkas, you lose $8,000 in an underground poker game, and we're to blame. That's what I fear happens.
All right, not a Red Bull guy, don't play poker.
And
all right.
Fall asleep in the champagne room, we can't find you. And now poor Rick has to drive the show.
And poor Rick gets
stuck. So that's what it's all about. That now I finally have gotten to the bottom of the issue, is that if I go missing and I'm in the midst of some kind of a bender that now we have to turn to Rick to carry the show, and he can't do it.
No, I also think you're a financial liability. They come out, and they're like, do you know this man? We're like, yes. He fell asleep in the champagne room.
He owes us $12,000.
Yeah, he owes $24,000.
Yeah, that I'll have to pay and still drive the show.
And there we go. Back to you driving the show. All right, that's fine. We
or I'll have Grasso show up with a stale corn muffin and try to choke himself out midway through the first segment.
If the Knicks win, we go to the New York Public Library and we have milk and cookies. How's that sound? Is that good?
We can read up, yeah.
Great. All right, let's go to Ted in the truck. Good morning, Ted. You're on 98.7. Hello?
I've been on hold a long time, so my call has turned into a roast and, you know, in honor of Friday. And I'm going to roast Rick DiPietro, okay?
Yes, there we go. Yes, absolutely.
He has Jets at 12-5. 12-5. Did you make those picks in Fantasyland? Because your first six games, I could see you guys being 0-6, 1-5, at best 2-4. You got Rodgers, who has no continuity with the team yet and a bad offensive line, and you're expecting him to come in here and be prime Peyton Manning. I think the Jets are in for a rude awakening. I don't think it's going to be as easy as you think. And I personally think they're going to be better as the year goes on. But early on, I mean, I don't see the Jets getting to 10 wins. I really don't. It's going to take a lot. And I just you know, I don't think Ayahuasca Rodgers is going to get it done. I just don't. He never gets it done, ever. You know, so, I mean, we'll see.
So he doesn't get his team to the playoffs then is what you're saying, Sexy Ted in the truck. So those 3 years where his team won 13 games every year and he was the back-to-back MVP those games, that didn't happen?
And we went to the NFC Championship game numerous times.
It happened years ago.
Okay, but what was the last time? Let me ask you, Sexy Ted. Sexy Ted, what was the last? What happened last time Aaron Rodgers had a top five defense?
I don't know. What was that the that they won the Super Bowl 13 years ago?
Yeah, but it happened.
Was that it?
But according to you, it didn't happen.
No, I know
it happened.
You know, Johnny Unitas won a Super Bowl also. You don't see, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, like.
Ted, so why is there such anger? No, I'm gonna shove it right over you. All right, be quiet for a second. Why is there such anger and vitriol when you're discussing the Jets? 0-6 to start the season. Come on, Ted, why are you doing that?
Because the Jets are already planning the parade, and it's ridiculous. Let the games happen. You're not going 12-5. That would be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Why?
And I mean, you guys are going to be 1-5 after your first six.
Well, why, Ted, so let's just be honest here. Let's pull back the curtain. Yeah. You hate the Jets, and this is your moment.
No, I really don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
I'm not saying they go 12-5. I'm not saying they go 12-5. But how can you sit here and tell me that they're going to be 0-6 or 1-5 and 12-5 is an impossibility for them this season?
Okay, listen, it's not an impossibility, but what I'm trying to tell you is to say that they're going to go 12-5 when they're first six games and that they can't possibly be 1-5 is ridiculous because they can. The Patriots own them. The Chiefs are better. Dallas is better. The Bills are, you know, the Bills opening day with Rodgers in his first game, I like the
Bills.
How
do you know Dallas is better? Ted, how do you know Dallas? So let me ask you a question because I know what I know.
Have you seen Dallas' defense and the Jets' offensive line?
Have you seen that? Yeah, I have seen it. First of all, Dallas' offensive, do you say defensive line or offensive line?
No, listen, the Jets' offensive line.
Okay, hold on.
Against the Dallas D line,
they're going
to get roasted.
Ted, let me ask you a question, because I know you're a big-time Daniel Jones fan. You love him and everything else.
I am. I'd rather Daniel Jones than Aaron Rodgers any day.
God almighty. So week one, Dallas, Giants. You got the Giants are going to beat Dallas, right?
They hung up on him.
Yeah.
We let that go long enough.
Yeah, because Ted he loves Daniel Jones, and he's upset that Jets fans are excited, and that's fine.
But I don't know why.
They might not go 12-5.
No one's saying they're going 16-1. 12-5, I think, is about the upper limits of what the Jets can do.
Yeah, like
can they
10
go
to
10? Sure.
Somewhere between 10 and 12 wins, but they have to be a playoff team.
And by the way, during his the Patriots are better? Couple things. A, I don't think they are. And B, you better hope to God they're not. Because if the Patriots are better, you got major problems if you're the Jets.
Yeah, but how do you know Dallas is better?
You don't.
You have no idea if Dallas is better. I mean,
no, you don't know. Kansas City is going to be terrific. They always are. We know that. Buffalo should be good. They always are. We know
Philly
that.
Philly will
but
be good.
Philly's going to be good. They've been good for years. They'll continue to be good. But this idea that the Jets can't win games, and maybe they won't. But don't call with this definitive, there's no way they could possibly do this. It's just stupid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Yankees huge series against the Rays. Mets, everything is big. Nationals this weekend. Rays next week. Knicks, I mean, does it get any bigger than this? I would say probably not. Huge game six tonight down in Miami. You can hear it starting at 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's get to a couple of calls, and then Raymond has a beautiful extended plays of the week ready to go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go to Dan in Jersey. Dan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. How are you guys doing on this Friday morning?
We're doing okay. How are you, Dan?
I'm pretty good. Excited for tonight. A little bit nervous, too. So it's that like combination night when there's a big game on. So I have an interesting proposition for you guys if the Knicks end up winning in a good song that you guys could duet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
Oh.
I like that.
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. Yeah, that could be nice.
Especially if you haven't slept. Quinn. Terrific.
Yeah.
So one point about the Heat and the Knicks. Bam Adebayo is an incredibly dirty player. I saw Raymond react to this on Twitter that someone had made a video of Bam like injuring like five Knicks this series. Dirty player. I absolutely despise him. And then, Dave, with the Giants schedule coming out yesterday, mm-hmm. It's a really tough first 10 games. What would you be satisfied with for the first 10 games of the year record-wise?
All right, well, we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. First 10 games, it's Cowboys. I mean, satisfied, and then it's Cardinals, so say 1-1. At Niners, you got to figure it's a loss. Seahawks 2-2 at Dolphins at Bills. That's tough. I mean, 2-4 beat the Commanders. Lose to the Jets, say 3-5 beat the Raider. I don't know if they go 5-5. I think you'd have to be pleased through 10. It's a tough start to the season. Because then after you're at the Cowboys, it's Commanders, which is very winnable. Patriots at home, Packers at home, all those winnable. So if you're 5-5, I think you have a real chance to find your way into the postseason. Let's go to Jeff in Long Beach. Good morning, Jeff. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, hi, guys. I love your show. So I'm calling. I want to defend Rick. I don't think he should be disparaged for getting this great annuity from the Islanders. I think he should get kudos for coming to work every day, getting up very early because he loves doing it. He doesn't have to.
No, absolutely.
So I want to ask Dave,
yeah.
If you were in Rick's financial situation, you could sleep late, you could get great season tickets and use them to the Rangers, right. Knicks, and Giants, and you didn't have to work. What would you do? Before you answer, I just want to leave you with a quote by Freud. Freud said the two most important factors to age well is meaningful work and worthwhile relationships. So I want to know if you would still work if you didn't have to.
Yeah, I probably would, but I don't think I would do early mornings. But I think I certainly would want to do something. Listen, no one is disparaging Rick for his work ethic. I mean, he's hardworking, and it's unnecessary for him to work, which is wonderful. We make fun of him for his thievery of the money from the Islanders is what we do.
Oh, I was just going to say something really nice, and I'm not.
No, I'm not looking for anything nice. It's okay. You know, I think you're very hardworking. I think I actually will sit here and tell you I think you work harder than me.
Yeah, but you ruined the moment. I was going to say, you know what? As a matter of fact, I get meaningful work and a worthwhile relationship just doing the show with you, David.
And I feel the same.
I love that you pronounce that statement like it was like breaking news.
What?
That you think Rick brings more effort to the show than you. Not that you don't try hard, but
I try. I've said this before. I think he's as well schooled and well studied as anybody in this industry.
You have it. You have the it.
Yeah, I have like that je ne sais quoi. I have that X factor. Yes.
You roll out of bed and you're great.
Typically, yes. All right. Plays of the week.
Getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
You know what? That's terrible. No.
What an auspicious debut that was. Great job, Raymond.
There's a reason for that.
Let's play the wrong open.
There's a reason for that. We'll try again.
These.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
I only sit when I pee at home. God bless you.
Are the plays of the week.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Before that inauspicious false start, the week started with a new segment. You heard the open there.
Getting to know you.
And I thought it was successful. We learned some things about Dave Rothenberg.
What do you think Dave's stripper name would be?
Jiggles.
That's nice.
Yes. I'll go back to Dave in a second. Rick debuted some singing chops that day.
I can take myself dancing. I can love me better. I can love me better.
But we know which one was the best one.
Itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah. Hee, hee, wee, wee. Woo, woo, woo.
Back to Dave. It was the 18th, 19th anniversary for 19th? David Sherry. For Sherry, 19th. Congratulations to you guys. And we talked about the big life decisions that you've made.
And that's why, after the Giants lost that Super Bowl, I made that life decision and said I'm breaking up with the stripper.
Right. And we were going into Tuesday feeling very good about ourselves, but then the Knicks played. Everything seemed to go downhill. The only person in New York sports who seemed to actually have a good day on Monday night into Tuesday was Aaron Hicks, but, you know, those were few and far between for him. Dave, he'll never change because he once again brought up that story where he borderline celebrated the divorce of a friend who had the audacity to get married on a football Sunday. And it got so bad that Dave and this guy aren't even friends anymore, and I kind of feel a way about it.
Nope, broke up.
Very sad. I wish you guys would reconnect.
I tried. I sent them an email after the Giants won the Super Bowl in 2008.
Nah, either way, you had a rough Tuesday. You didn't bring the fruit for anybody. You were in a way over the Knicks loss. You couldn't find parking. But you bounced back on Wednesday. You visited the fruit man. You brought blackberries. Everything was a lot better. We had great discussions. The Brandon, the intern, came back. We delved into RJ's past. We learned about this hack of an improv theater professor who told RJ that his career choice would not amount to anything. And RJ, I don't know if we tracked this guy down, but I still stand by what I said. You should send videos to this man every morning of what you do for a living and just ask him how he's doing.
Taunt him.
We should have him on the show, I stand.
Yeah, let's get him on the show, RJ.
I'll try to track him down.
Give me his address. I'll send him a box of poop or something.
Oh, great. Send him with poop.
It's that dang poop again.
Wednesday is when the leaks started to happen, and we got this.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
And little tidbits were being released about the NFL schedule, and Dave himself had a release.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Things got a little bit better into Thursday. Knicks did win, extend the series. We were feeling a lot better. Dave was hitting buttons on callers.
You know, Jaylen.
The fans have been great. They treated me well all season.
That was me. I apologize.
At least I own it.
You did own it. You had certain things to say.
I like lasagna.
Because you were calling, you were basically calling RJ, me, and today you kind of extended it to Rick, calling us fat, telling us we should work out more, stuffing us full of pastries.
I'm the fattest one on the show.
I can't continue this.
You're a drop machine, by the way. I just want to say that.
I check for polyps is what I'll do with my foam finger.
One of the all-time drops on this show, Nikki, who congratulations on your impending marriage, Nikki, but just one of the meanest shots ever taken on this show.
Because I don't get $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
That's rough. God. That's rough. Welcome to Friday. NFL schedule analysis. You guys that played the win-loss-win game. You feel good about both teams, it seems.
Yep.
I've got more drops for us.
Actually, I would even say why can't I think of the word now? Selfish.
That's not an easy word to think of.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
He has this very strange gear.
That's not true. No, that's not true.
It's because his body can eat itself.
No, you get...
Very sneaky. You almost got that one, Bob. You almost did. Knicks got game 6 tonight in Miami. You've been listening to Dave Rothenberg over the last hour. He wants to go on a bender. If the Knicks win tonight and win Monday a game 7, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea for the show, but Dave seems hell-bent on making this happen, so I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I'm celebrating because the Knicks play tonight, and Kevin Durant's season is over, and that just makes this more and more relevant.
Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Well, do you?
Wow. Look at you.
Well done.
Very nice. Are you done, Raymond?
That's it. Happy Friday, boys.
Good job by you. Happy Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all those moms out there, especially mine and Rick's and RJ's and Raymond's. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg. And
let's go, Knicks.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.